Brother Paul was playing this the other day, and really haven't sung it in a while, but I always loved this hymn, Living for Jesus. It's number 90. Living for Jesus, a life that is true.
Shall be thy throne, my life.
It's a wonderful song. And I remember early on, I guess I was trying to, as we were singing it, trying to remember whether I first heard it here at camp or maybe down home in the Kingsburg Pentecostal Church. But it might have been here, but anyway, it's amazing when you're introduced to a song and it becomes your song. It becomes one of the songs that just feed you whenever you sing it. And that's how this song, it always calls me to live for Jesus in a greater way. I've been saved now. Well, I'm 55. I was saved when I was 10. Who's 10 over here? Anybody? Above 10? How old are you?
11.
11, 1 year above. And how old are you?
Seven.
So I'm sort of in between you two guys. And all these years, every time I do come across this song, it makes me want to live for Jesus more. I thought of a few other songs. A Life of Overcoming, Live Out Thy Life Within Me are songs that I learned here at camp. And immediately fell in love with them. And I thank God for that. I could think of a few others, too, if I thought long enough. But that might take too long. But I thank God for that. Now, this evening's meeting reminds me of how we started out in Spotswood. We began to go out from Kingsburg with some helpers to, which is about 40 minutes away from Kingsburg, New Jersey, Central Jersey, to Spotswood, New Jersey. And the first church we rented was the Church of God. We rented a Church of God, and it was about the size of this room and about this many people. And they were all from Kingsburg. They were borrowed saints, you know. They were there. And once I remember we would have a Christmas, we'd have a Christmas play, a Christmas little playlet and a Christmas time. And it was interesting. Somebody just recently reminded me, well, it's been a year now, but brought up an old videotape they had of our Christmas program at the Church of God. And what was really interesting is that when everyone was in the play, there were two people in the audience. And that's the truth. And watching it, I was like, okay, Lord, that's all right. Well, we had some wonderful times together, and folks started coming in. It was hard in Spotswood because it's a rural town. It's a historic town. George Washington slept there twice. He court-martialed someone in that town. That's our claim to fame. A lot of old buildings there. I live in a historic building there. But it was like Chestertown. They rolled up the sidewalks right in the afternoon. It was like the sidewalks got rolled up and nothing happened. And we were trying to have meetings and get people to come out in the mid-afternoon. And it could, to say the least, it could be very discouraging. But God was faithful, and we finally had moved from the Church of God to the Methodist Church. And I wish I could tell you things got better, but they didn't. Just a few more people from Kingsburg joined us, you all look so blessed and relaxed. I'm not going to do this, but I used to corral them. You know, they used to, they had pews, so we would just sit here, all packed in together, and that helped. That helped a little bit, but they were blessed times, and I say all this by way of let's see what Jesus is going to do for us tonight. Aren't you glad that the Bible, that Jesus said we're two or three, right? It's always interesting though that he even said that he wants us to be together, right? And he wants us to be united. But he said we're two or three. I'm glad he started there, because you can't start lower. God has got something for us tonight. So let's sing this last fourth verse, and you do what the Lord wants you to do, and I'll end when the Lord wants us to end, and we'll all be happy tonight, okay, and blessed. And then we're going to sing this fourth verse, and then we're going to just pray for that bonfire down there tonight, that God will have his way. Kids are funny. You would think you got to contain them and get them in and the Lord is going to work, and you think a bonfire is going to be distracting. I'll just share this real quick because we're all relaxed and we have time tonight to do this. But I tell the story sometimes of how an amazing thing I'll never forget. We autumn blaze. I think I don't know how many kids, 900, 1,000 kids, whatever, out in an open field with a huge bonfire, and I thought, boy, these kids aren't going to get a thing. They're throwing stuff in the bonfire. God help the preacher, whoever, because I know he's going to have a challenge on his hands. And it was Ron Hutchcraft. Has anybody ever heard of him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tremendous.
He's retiring today.
Is that a right? Is that a fact? Really? He was a tremendous blessing. I'll tell you this before I get to the end. I was standing by the staff tent, and I had a leather jacket on and glasses. A lot of young people who did not know what Ron Hutchcraft looked like were told that he's over by the staff tent. He's wearing a leather jacket and glasses. And I got mobbed by these cute little teen girls who wanted my autograph on my book. And the one fellow who was...
his name, bro.
Oh. We try to be honest in these parts. I signed to Keith Schneider. No, I didn't sign it, but it was funny. It was funny because they said, "Oh, would you sign? Could you sign your book, Ron? Could you sign your book?" And you know how you're stymied. I couldn't believe they were asking me. I did have the thought of, I could be Ron, but one fellow said, "He's not Ron Hutchcraft. He's over there. I don't look a thing like Ron Hutchcraft." But what happened that night was glorious. The man got up there, and he got their attention. Folks, think about that. Over that many kids in an open field at night with a huge bonfire, and the place was relatively quiet. Then he had an altar call. I wonder, how's this going to go? And there was such a line of young people, all kinds. It's autumn, you know, there were people without kids, guys without their shirts on. I mentioned sometimes some of them had spiked hair. They all went into this school nearby, and I went in there, and here were kids crying, talking with counselors. The Holy Ghost is not limited, and the man is a blessing, and has been a blessing to so many, and so I thank God for that. Why can't the Lord do that up there? Why can't there be a move? Anoint our brother Kenny, he is anointed, and something happened there. I thought if it's in one of those young person's hearts, that'd be worth it all, right? But I believe it for all of them, at that bonfire, they make even a resolve to seek the Holy Spirit. That would be an awesome beginning. So we're going to pray that. It's all about living for Jesus. And let's believe that God will do that. I'm going to ask you to help me, and let's offer up prayers, okay? Let's sing that fourth verse.
Living for Jesus through earth's little while, my dearest treasure, the light of His smile, seeking lost ones He died to redeem, bringing the weary to find rest in Him. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy didst give Thyself for me. I owe no other master. My heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We worship you. you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you for the move of God. We thank you, O Father. We thank you, Lord. Praise your mighty name, O Lord. We worship you. We worship you. Oh, hallelujah. Our wonderful Lord. Our wonderful Lord. Wonderful, wonderful Savior. Glorious King. Glorious Lord. Jesus, we worship you. We worship you. We acknowledge you, oh God. We thank you for your grace. Oh, we thank you, God. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We worship thee, oh God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we worship you, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise the one who saved us. We thank you, oh God. You ever got a hold of us, oh Lord God. Praise his mighty name. We worship you, Lord. Jesus God. Father, we want to lift our voice. We want to call upon your name. God, that you'll do something outstanding. Lord, breakthrough. We've got it somewhat figured out, but Lord, you use our prayers. And we're praying, we're beseeching tonight. We're asking, God, move by your power. And Lord, move by your might. Clear away the hindrances, dear Lord. We pray that little time tonight maybe won't be so little. But Lord, it'll be owned by you. It'll be appointed by you. That you'll break through, oh God. Lord, we pray that we'll just hear good things, good reports. Lord, that one, God, will make a resolve. Well, I want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, Lord. We pray, God, that you'll just break through in these lives through the distractions, the call, the siren voices that are out there that seem so loud. Still them, we pray. Oh, God, we do pray for our brother Kenny. Father, use them tonight. Lord Jesus, we pray, God, that even he himself won't be, for lack of a better word, distracted by the fire or concerned about their attention. But give him a faith that will fight right on through, oh God. We uphold his hands tonight. Lord, we pray as the Apostle Paul asked, that you'll give him utterance that he might present the word as he ought. We believe you to do that. Oh God, have your way, Father. In Jesus' name, have your way, O Lord. Oh God. Hallelujah. Come on, some others. Let's pray. Let's ask God. Oh Jesus, have your way. Work, O Lord. Work a great work. Dear Father.
Lord, we believe that you've brought every
Jesus,
single one of those young people here
we
in this
believe.
Time.
Amen. Yes.
And oh God, you may have already begun speaking to them.
Yes.
And,
yes.
When they heard this morning the need to seek the Holy Spirit,
yes,
the Holy Spirit,
oh,
we pray that you would continue that to move in their hearts this evening.
Yes, Lord.
Give them
Lord.
A hunger after more of God, more of Jesus Christ
yes,
in them.
Jesus.
Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
We know that
God.
That's what's lacking
Amen.
In you. Our young
we need
people
it.
And in us, that
it.
Hunger,
God.
That desire,
yes.
That
oh,
situation
God.
From
oh, God.
Oh, God, but you are able yes. to oh,
you are,
stir
Lord. Jesus,
oh, God,
do
to
dear God.
Place.
Oh, hallelujah.
Bring oh, God, we pray that you would do that even
Lord.
This night.
Bring
we ask this
God.
In Jesus' precious
yes.
name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus, we pray.
Oh, dear God, hear our cry. Lord God, break
yes,
through. Move in the mighty
way. Hallelujah.
Oh
yes.
God, we're trusting you to do
this. Father, there's a great
Lord,
potential
Jesus.
On that group of
yes,
young people
amen.
There tonight.
Yes, there is.
Lord,
dear
only
God.
You know those who whom you want to call to be
yes.
ministers,
yes.
evangelists, missionaries
get
out
hold
of that
yes, Lord.
Lord.
God, get
oh,
hold.
Holy Spirit,
God.
I pray
yes,
that you will
Lord.
Move in such
yes,
a tremendous
Lord.
Way.
Yes,
over that group this night, Lord. Call many into your service, Lord, whatever it is,
dear
God.
Yes,
but Lord, that their lives would be lived out from this young age right through their whole lives to live for you in whatever you have for them, Lord. Oh, God. Come to them, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, I pray that you'll make yourself real to them tonight.
Lord.
Oh, dear Lord, may they be serious about their walk with you.
Dear
Lord, those who are already serving you and are Christians, Lord. Father, I pray that you will intensify their desire to serve you and to please you. And, Lord, to know of your calling on their young lives.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Call many of them, Lord.
God,
bring
all
into your service.
Yes, Lord.
God, we pray that you will.
Hallelujah.
We pray that you will, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. You must work, oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Great work. Oh, God, break through. Lord, we pray that you will. We ask, God. Lord, God, don't hold anything back. Lord, work. We ask, oh, dear Father God. Yes,
Lord.
Jesus,
we do pray for a mighty outpouring of your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
on everyone who's down there. Oh, God,
yes, dear Jesus.
Something that they'll never, ever forget.
Amen.
When you
Amen.
Give your lives and you
Amen.
Jesus.
We pray for those who may be hesitant and standing on the sidelines and not sure, even obstinate.
Yes.
Lord, that you'll break through and break down the barriers,
Amen.
Lord. And may they yield to you. May they surrender to you fully. That you can fill them to the full with your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And accomplish your work and purpose in each one.
Yes,
whether they're in a secular field of service in their lives or in full-time ministry. Lord, that you would pour out your spirit and your anointing among
us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we believe in you.
Yes,
dear
Jesus.
To do great
things
tonight. In
Lord.
Name we ask.
Yes, in the name of Jesus, let it be done.
We believe you, Jesus.
Let it be done, Lord. Oh, God.
Jesus.
We trust you. We believe you. Oh, Father.
We pray, Lord, for those who feel like losers, like we heard this morning.
Lift them up,
Lord, you know how some of these young people feel and how down they are in themselves.
Help them.
We pray, God, that because of your Spirit, Lord, they'll realize that you bought them with a price. And God, that you're worth something, and you want to give them a treasure, dear God, that will keep them forever. And that's the Holy Spirit,
Lord,
and that baptism. And
yes,
we just pray, Lord, that you will just minister to them tonight, dear God.
Yes,
pour out your Spirit upon them. May they walk away from that bonfire tonight feeling and knowing, Lord, knowing, God, that you have touched them, that you have a future and a hope for them, Lord. And that, God,
Lord,
this is only the beginning.
Yes,
like
dear
we
God.
Heard too, Lord. It's only the beginning when you begin to fill us.
Amen.
And we pray, Lord, that it will be for all of these, dear God.
Yes,
we
dear
pray
God.
That when they leave this place tomorrow, that their hunger and thirst would have grown so much that they cannot help but seek more of you and to be filled to overflowing, dear God.
Yes.
We pray that the ride home, Lord Jesus, will just add more and more. Dear Lord, and when they get home, as they get into the meetings, they'll keep seeking, they'll keep wanting more of you, Jesus, until, Lord, that you have filled them to overflowing. Oh, God, we thank you. We just thank you for what you have in mind for this night.
Yes,
and we, Lord Jesus, as believers and people who are having faith, Lord, are just trusting you, God, just to do all that is in your great and wonderful and awesome heart to do for them. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, dear Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear God.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord God.
Yes. Amen.
We want to ask, Father, that because of this youth conference here at camp, these young people are going to affect their generation. Lord God, despite how things may seem and all the rhetoric and the dark agenda that seems to be shadowing us, let them go forth in their generation with truth, Lord, and grace, we pray.
Yes,
Lord, we pray. We ask God this time, while they're here, the work will be so eternal that, Lord, in their generation, there'll come light and the truth. We just earnestly cry this, Lord.
Yes.
Dear God, we feel, Lord, like David in Psalm 119, it's time for you to act because they're counting your word as void. But, Lord, these say, therefore, therefore, they love your words. They love your precepts. Oh, God, use them mightily, Jesus, in your name, God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Why don't we sing? I mentioned A Life of Overcoming. Let's sing that. Let's see. It's in the white book. And
41.
Thank you. Number 41. Praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A life of overcoming, a life of ceaseless praise, be this thy blessed portion throughout the coming days. The victory was purchased on Calvary's cross for thee. Sin shall not have dominion, the Son hath made thee free. And would thou know the secret of constant victory? Let in the overcomer, and he will conquer thee. Thy broken spirit taken in sweet captivity shall glory in his triumph and share his victory. Then from thy life ascending, one triumph note of grace for they who always conquer, a victor song must praise, shall echo on unceasing till Satan's host doth flee. Before our glorious watchword, Lord, victory for me. Though all the path before thee, the host of darkness fill, look to thy Father's promise and claim the victory still. Faith sees but heavenly regions, where doubt sees not but foes. And through the very conflict, her life the stronger grows. More stern will grow the conflict as nears our King's return, and they alone can face it who this great blessing learn, that from them God asks nothing but to unlatch the door, who through them will conquer evermore. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord, we praise you. We worship you. We worship you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you. We praise our Lord and our God, we worship you. We thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Our wonderful, wonderful Savior. Praise your name, O God, we praise your name. We love you, we worship you, we honor you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, O God. Lord, this is our evening sacrifice to you. We praise you, Lord, for what you've done, and we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Lord, we lift our hands in this evening sacrifice to you, God, that you will be pleased and blessed as we give you thanks. Lord, you're so gracious and so good. We thank you for what you did that first period, Lord, with all the girls that you brought here. We're mindful of them. Lord, we want to be faithful in our charge. We thank you for bringing every one of those girls, every one of those cottages here. God, you must do a permanent work in them. We pray, Good Shepherd of the sheep, that you'll take care of them.
Yes.
Get them into, if they don't already belong to good works, get them in good works.
Yes.
Get them where they can hear the word consistently,
yes.
Lord. For those who are church, shake them out of just being churched and more into just being owned of you, Lord. We believe you to do
yes.
that, God. We thank you for what you've done. We know, God, that you will continue. We pray for these that will be coming, Lord, the boys that will be coming, the cottagers, Lord,
yes.
Tuesday. Prepare their hearts.
Yes.
Lord,
yes.
Prepare those hearts. Don't let it just be a week at a camp or 2 weeks at a camp. God, we're believing for eternal work. We're believing for a move of God.
Amen.
And we pray that,
yes,
Lord. We ask that. And as we pray for camp, we pray for all of the VBSs. We think, I believe Ridgewood is having their VBS.
Yes.
And there may be other churches,
mm-hmm.
Lord, throughout New Jersey, New York, the tri-state area. But across this country,
yes.
your word must reach our dear children.
Yes.
God,
yes,
in
yes.
Good News Clubs,
Amen.
In Christian camps, in
yes.
vacation Bible schools, help them to preach the word, that these young people will know that they're created, Lord, that they're redeemed, and that they're eternal. We pray that you'll do that. We ask that, Father. Strengthen the hands of all who labor this summer, giving children the word of God. We pray you'll strengthen them, that they might give it, give them utterance, that they might give the word as they ought. We believe you to do that, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.